We say that with God, all things are possible, and we do believe that. But many times when it comes to ourselves, we have a hard time believing God. You know, when I went through my own sickness, I can believe God for others to be healed. But when it came to myself, I had difficulty believing. You know, it is true. With God, all things are possible.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good, and His Word is good. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3, a tremendous passage, a blessing to me. Call to me, and I will answer. You know, God will answer prayer. Yes, He does, my friend. You can know that, believe it by faith, and then show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I believe there are many things that God wants to reveal to us if we will come with a heart of expectancy, believing Him by faith. Many times God wants to use us, but we limit God by looking at our inability rather than looking at God's greatness. And we find that Moses did the same thing. Moses believed in His power, His name, His sovereignty, but when it came to himself, he used excuse after excuse. In other words, we limit God, don't we? By looking at our inability rather than looking at God's greatness. You know, when God caught up with Gideon, Israel was hiding in the dens and caves because of their enemies. And Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress so that he could hide it from the Midianites. And an angel of the Lord, which was a theophany, really God Himself, appeared to Gideon and said to him, "The Lord's with you, you mighty man of valor." Now understand that God is not limited. Amen. He sees all things, past, present, and future. But do you know what Gideon's response was? He said, "If the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us? And where are all His miracles?" In other words, Gideon was saying, "I don't see any proof that God is with us. I don't see any evidence." The Lord said to Gideon, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" Now, what does Gideon do? He begins to do what a lot of us do ourselves. He begins to look at his own inadequacies. His shortcomings, he's looking at his failures, his weaknesses. He said, "How can I save Israel? I'm the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house," and so forth. In other words, he's saying, "I am nothing. How can God use me? I'm a nobody from nowhere." But see, that's who God uses. See, what was God, what Gideon doing? Well, he was limiting God by looking at his own inadequacies. But God was showing Gideon what he could be and what God could do through him if he would believe God by faith. See, God can take our nothingness and turn it into something for His glory. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:27. "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty." Oh, that's true, my friend. Listen, let's not limit God by looking at our inability, but looking at God's greatness. My friend, the question is, do we really believe that with God all things are possible? Friend, don't look at your shortcomings. Don't look at your limitations. Don't look at your inability. Look at God's ability. God can do anything. God is almighty. And if God can use a donkey to talk to a wayward prophet, and if God can use a whale to get Jonah's attention, and if God can use a few fish and a few loaves of bread to feed thousands, and if God can use a fish to help pay Peter's taxes, then friend, God can use us. It's up to us to believe Him according to His Word. But my friend, are you willing? Will we believe? Will we be that willing vessel? Many times we hinder God because we're not looking to Him by faith. Be encouraged, my friend. If God be for you, then who can be against you? Stand on His Word and allow the Lord to work in and through your life to touch others for His purpose and His glory. God bless you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.